You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Hello and welcome back to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Spit Fountain. I got it right for the last show. This is the last summer broadcast of Spit Fountain, which means Marissa will be ending their residency here on the show to go back to being the DJ for Penny Fines in the fall. It's been great having Marissa here. For the last episode of the summer, we are going to be playing... we're going to be doing Back to School. The kids are back on campus. We just saw like 500 of them outside in the quad.
And they were screaming. They were begging for free t-shirts.
Yeah, there were t-shirts being shot down from the top of the student union building, whatever it's called here. Speaking of the student union building, you can call in to 412-268-9728 for this entire hour if you want to request a song that reminds you of going back to school. Let's talk about what we're going to start the show with. The first track, I'm going to try and jump in every two tracks for the whole hour with an explanation. The first track is Fall of the Star Running Back, the Star High School Running Back. It's a song about football in high school, and that happens in the fall, and it's by the Mountain Goats, and it's kind of sad. And under my voice right now, you'll hear Autumn Walker by Jets to Brazil. And that's a song about autumn, which is, of course, the season that school starts, sort of. Marissa, what do you want to say about Laughing with the Mouth of Blood by St. Vincent?
This song I really liked a lot in high school, and the introduction to it feels very warm and fuzzy, sort of like autumnal to me. Mm-hmm. But the lyrics are sort of melancholy and youthful.
Nice.
So I found it to be fitting.
A good touch to start on. All right, let's get to those two tracks, and I hope you enjoy this hour of Spit Fountain.
Sophomore year, you rushed for an average of 8 1/3 yards per carry. All eyes were on you, junior year. Blew your knee out at an out-of-town game. Nowhere to go but down, down, down. Nothing but the ground left for you to fall to. You've made a whole bunch of brand new friends, people you used to look down on, and you'd figured out a way to make real money, giving ends to your friends, and it felt stupendous. Chrome spokes on your Japanese bike, but selling acid was a bad idea, and selling it to a cop was a worse one. The new laws said that 17-year-olds could do federal time. You were the first one, so I sing this song for you. William Staniforth Donahue, your grandfather rode the boat over from Ireland, but you made a bad decision or two, yeah.
All right, we're jumping back in. That was, well, we'll just talk about what's next. We don't have to talk about every song twice. All right, right now we're going to listen to Michael Jordan by Paper Ceilings, who also have several songs about Michael Jordan, actually. They have an album devoted to Michael Jordan as well. He's a popular motif in pretty much everything. And this song is about Michael Jordan going to play fall ball in Sarasota when he took a break from being the GOAT to go play professional baseball, maybe due to some contract disputes or a DUI. It's not important. But this song is about fall ball, which is about training. It's for people who aren't, you know, fully good at baseball. Sometimes a lot of new players play fall ball before playing in the spring season. And this is a song sort of about the fall, learning new things, picking up something new, and aspiring to be better than who you used to be, or maybe trying something new. Marissa, you picked...
After that, it's Turn Around by Spill. Half of the songs that I picked for this are just bands that I saw in high school. And Spill, they were like a Lancaster-based emo band. And I have like a very vivid, deep memory of seeing them in high school in an abandoned warehouse in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And there was like no bathroom because the weekend prior, the districts had played a secret show there and someone had ripped the toilet out of the wall. And it was really cold. And I was like, wow, I love being youthful and like emo, Central Pennsylvania emo.
Yeah. So that's shout out to all of our high school Central Pennsylvania emos that listen to Pittsburgh College radio stations.
So many of them.
All right. So, yeah, let's listen to these two tracks and we'll be back with you soon.
Jordan got tired of being a star. Caught a flight to Sarasota to try something bizarre. Traded in his Nike sneakers for a glove and a bat. Hit the cages every day and soon he found himself in a Baron's cap. He went straight down to Birmingham to play right field every night. Got off to a rocky start, but soon his swing started to feel alright. Oh, MJ, a Chicago Bull in AA. MJ, riding the bus just for a chance to play. MJ, gonna make it to the major leagues one day. MJ. Sold out crowds in every single town. From Knoxville to Orlando, the Southern League was turned upside down. He only batted 202, just beat out Mendoza. But he added 50 points to that when he played fall ball in Arizona. But then there came the players' strike, spring training of 95. Didn't want to be a replacement player, so he headed back to the United Center. MJ, a Chicago Bull in AA. MJ, riding the bus just for a chance to play. MJ, gonna make it to the major leagues one day. MJ. Michael Jordan got tired of being a star. Caught a flight to Sarasota to try something bizarre.
Love.
right. You're back with us here on our Back to School broadcast on Spit Fountain. The next two songs are Falling in Love with Your Best Friend by Paul Baribeau and Marissa chose
Great Big by Coping Skills.
So the reason I chose Falling in Love with Your Best Friend is I think coming back to school for anyone who hasn't really been in a relationship they're bringing into the new school year, it's your like next chance to find somebody. I don't know. I think fall is a very romantic time of year. I think this song is obviously about love. And I don't know. Hopefully everyone has a chance to fall in love every fall until they don't need to anymore. So that's sort of my decision process with this song.
My song is a very sad breakup song. But it's
well, a lot of short relationships in high school too.
Well, to me, it makes me think of like a friendship breakup. Like not a romantic breakup, although it is about a romantic breakup. It just hurt so bad to have like friendship breakups in high school.
I know.
And always. I mean, it never.
My best
really
friend in college
better.
Disappeared. It hurt way worse than any relationship I've been in.
Yeah, it's tough. But I think it hits so hard when you're like in high school and you have to see these people mm-hmm. every day.
They can't just slip away.
Yeah.
They just ignore you.
In the dead of the night.
All right, let's get to our next two tracks.
I heard a song once about falling in love with your best friend. I'd give about anything to hear that song again. Last summer I was singing along with my favorite band. Every word they'd scream neon green, and I already knew I'd fallen apart. But that's the first time I noticed that I was slowly but surely coming back together. I heard a song once, made me cry on the drive back to Michigan. Coming in slow through Lansing at 3 a.m. I sat in the driveway and let the car run. I've been gone for way too long. And I wanted to call you or just show up at your house or something, even though I knew it wouldn't make me feel any better. Last summer I was trying not to fall in love with anyone, 'cause there's way too much work to get done. Last summer I was living down in Bloomington. It had been so long since I felt young, and maybe I was just running away, as if that's such a bad thing to try and make my life better. I heard a song once about falling in love with your best friend. I'd give about anything hear that song again.
There's a great big
hole in my chest. It swells your absence. There's a great big noose around my heart.
we're back. This is our back to school playlist. If you have a back to school song that you want to request, call 412-268-9728. Coming up next is a song from my favorite band, Defiance Ohio, Calling Old Friends. Of course, going back to school means you see your friends that you haven't seen since last spring. And Calling Old Friends is a song about your friends supporting each other through hard times. And that's important in school because sometimes it feels like your life outside of school is a lot harder than your life in school. So be good to one another. Marissa chose It Gets More Blue by Girlpool, which is about
Everything getting more blue and sad and stuff. Girlpool is another band that I saw play when I was in high school. And I felt that this song really tapped into like the melancholy. And this song came out when I was in high school also. It's just so, I would always feel like this instant shift when it was the school year. Everything would become duller.
Mm-hmm.
So this song like taps into that.
I make a playlist every year themed around how terrible September is. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's the worst month. It's still hot, it's still humid, and everything is miserable. So, I remember the very first one. It was called Autumn and Autocrats, I think. And whatever, next up is Calling Old Friends, then It Gets More Blue.
The roads that stretch ahead of us, the roads that led us here, singing traditional renditions of the songs we sang last year. And though these times have made us stronger, the outcome's no more clear. Transmission center, you fear. I remember what you whispered in.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Teddy! Somebody do something!
I called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
It's Tuesday, Lisa. Taco Tuesday.
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Bart, get your sixth taco.
All right. Hello and welcome back to Spit Fountain. It's time for our weekly Spit Take segment, the last one of the summer. Marissa, what's the Spit Take for today? So, what advice did our listener call in with? A request for advice?
We heard from a friend, and he's getting married soon to someone he's been dating for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
8 years or so. And they've been engaged for a while. They're now at the point in their engagement where the wedding is on the books and they were filling out the information needed to get their marriage license. And his partner, his fiance, I believe you have to, you know, have your birth certificate or something in order to get a marriage certificate.
But your marriage license.
Yes, that's what I meant. Basically, he sees that she's been lying about her birthday.
Is this?
But she's
Tim.
Anyways, but what? Not like the year, you know, we're not talking about like my wife told me she was 24 and she's actually 30.
Mm-hmm.
She was just lying about the day. So, you know, she says, oh, my birthday's August 22nd. And then he sees, in fact, her birthday's April 22nd. So when he confronts her about this, she just keeps brushing him off and saying, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. He feels really uncomfortable with this. So he would like to know what to do.
That is quite the dilemma. Before I answer it, under our voices, I'm going to play the next track, Tallulah Gosh by Tallulah Gosh, a song about being, I don't even remember, I can't remember what it's about.
It's about being a dreamer.
Yeah, I think I wrote down something else. Anyways, it's fun. It's a fun song, and you can listen to it while we talk about this. I think I would hire a private investigator.
And what would you hope to accomplish?
Answers. Because if you're lying about your birthday, you probably lie about other things. If you're going to lie to your significant other about your birthday, you're a liar. And that means it's time for Johnny P.I. to get involved. And I'm going to ride in the back of Johnny P.I.'s Escalade with him. And we're going to get to the bottom of some things around here. Do you really go bowling on Wednesdays?
Whoa.
Are you really in a bridge club? Do you even like your hairdresser? I'm going to get answers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would do. Hire a PI, ride around with him, buddy cop style.
So I'm presuming that she probably just identified with Virgos more than she did with Tauruses. So she's adopted this astrological persona.
That makes so much sense.
So I think, have you ever seen those aura photographers? They photograph your aura.
Is this like how the kids, they're like aura farming?
No, this is a little bit more mystical.
Uh-huh.
This is like the color of your aura supposedly.
Oh, okay.
Tells you things about your
innate
destiny.
I've always pictured that like Dragon Ball. Do you remember how we saw that mural yesterday of Goku? No, that was this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I picture it like that?
So I think we need to get to the bottom of who she really is. It's not really about the lie on paper,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, who is she in terms of like fate?
Mm.
Right? So we need to get an aura photographer in, and we need to see the color of her aura. Can we trust her?
Yeah. We need to call Marion the medium.
Hmm.
Can mediums talk to people's aura?
No,
aura,
I think not.
Spiritual self?
Maybe,
dead people.
Maybe.
I want someone who can talk to aura.
One time I spoke to a psychic and he said that he saw scary things happening to me.
Yeah. It was this radio show. It's ruining your credibility around town.
So I think that perhaps a general psychic could do the job, but perhaps not a medium.
Mm.
Like some little guy who wears like a little hat.
Yeah. Like Dende and Dragon Ball. No, Dende does wear a hat sometimes.
Okay, I don't know.
And so does Tien Shinhan. They're best friends.
Okay.
Dende is like a little boy who floats around. It's not explained what he is. He's just like a little floating boy, but they call him human, even though he's like stark white and wears like clown. He floats.
He's God.
And he's been a floating little boy for like 40 years.
Oh.
Anyways, up next is Crash by The Primitives.
No explanation for this. It just is giving fall.
It's giving fall. It's giving back to school. Wait. Oh, sorry about that. I couldn't get my headsets on. Oh, no. It's radio calamity. Sorry about that, folks. The mixer over here got a little too crazy. Anyways, up next is Fear and Loathing in Squirrel Hill by Ethan Beck and the Charlie Browns. They're a local band, obviously, by the name. And this is just like a song for the college students. This is like, I'm having fun. And I'm anxious, and I'm getting drunk in South Oakland. Not that I do that. I didn't go to school here, but, you know, that's what I know people do that. So that's for them. The song is for them, and they're back to school, too. Like the hundreds of kids we saw above our heads. There's literally one kid standing above our heads on top of the roof right now.
Yeah. Probably directly up.
Yeah. All right. What you picked?
I picked Snag by Swearin. No explanation. I like this song when I was in high school. I like this band.
All right.
And it's melancholy and it's Pennsylvania emo.
All right. Shut up and listen. I'm stealing my father's clothes. I'm sneaking out through the window.
I wait for you to call. I walk past our wall. I wonder if I'll see you tonight. I'm drunk, it's half of one again. I wanna be a better man. I wonder if I'll see you tonight. Jump but never will. I wonder if I'll see you tonight. I wonder if I'll see you tonight. I wonder if I'll see you tonight. I wonder if I'll see you.
All right, folks, we got to tell you about some of the great music you can hear on this here radio station. So you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. If you want to hear music that's different than what we've been playing,
listen to Pillow Fight. Tune in to Pillow Fight to hear music for slumber parties, bike rides, crushes, and pies on windowsills Fridays at 5 p.m.
We know that, DJ.
That's my sister.
It's true. Shout out, Nicole. You could also stick around after the show and listen to 8 Miles High. And when you touch down, you'll find that it's Stranger than known. Tune in to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Those are just two of the great shows. There's plenty of great programming here at WRCT. If you want to be part of that great programming, call in to 412-268-9728 and you can request a song. Coming up next in the hour, we're going to do, Everything Thermals by The Thermals, and we're going to do Scotty Spliffen by Dikembe. Scotty Spliffen's a song about being bad at school.
Mm-hmm.
Just straightforward. You're bad at school. School's hard. I wasn't good at school. Scotty Spliffen's a song about that. And you can have a good life even if you do suck at school.
I picked Everything Thermals for a more profound reason than that it was something that I liked in high school, but I can't remember now. So
<All right. laughs>
maybe I'll remember when we hear it.
Time to listen.
Look, these teachers want us to work, you know? And I say, fine, I'll work. But you got to let me do the kind of work that I want to do. And for me, Lindsay, it's my drum kit, man. This is my passion, you know? This is the essence of who I am now. But before I had this, I was lost too. You see what I'm saying? You need to find your reason for living. You gotta find your big, gigantic drum kit, you know?
Hey, maybe I'll buy a clarinet.
You're back with us here at Spit Fountain. Up next, we have Autumn by Nana Grizzle. And I picked this song because obviously the beginning of school is tied to autumn, and this song is about like people coming and going from your life. I think it's actually mostly about people leaving your life and having to maintain their memories. And that's part of what we talked about a little bit earlier. I should have put this with the songs about loss, but this song is more about, you know, keeping alive the people in your memory and also knowing that you have to sometimes let go of those people that leave your lives. And that happens a lot in school. So that's Autumn by Nana Grizzle coming up next. And Marissa chose Teenager by Jeff Rosenstock.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, let's get to the next two tracks.
I don't miss you, Autumn, so much as the way it felt when I knew that you were gone. Back when my clarity of purpose seemed so strong, now it just clutches, keeps me from moving on. I used to think that it was me who bore your memory, but could it be the memory made me who I am? The expectation in my smallest of demands is your return, just as you were. You said sadness takes the shape of burning stars. How could you feel a thing so far from where we are? 1,000 years go by, and always they compel the past in static. We thought that innocence was something that could last. Now when I walk around, I wear it as a mask, so I won't see. No.
drive yourself home. I hope there's ice on all the roads, and you can think of me when you forget your seatbelt, and again when your head goes through the windshield.
Is that what you call tact? You're as subtle as a brick and the small on my back. So let's end this call and end this conversation. And is that what you call a getaway? Well, tell me what you got away with, cause you left the phrase from the ties you severed when you say best friends means friends forever.
Alright, thanks for listening to Spit Fountain. That's the end of our show. We're going to do just a little bit of underwriting, and then we're going to turn it over to 8 Miles High. WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue, near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you're interested for underwriting WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Over 1 million fires burned.